This is Unit 30 of Pimsleur's Mandarin 3. An American is talking with his Chinese colleague. In this conversation, you'll hear
丝巾
or silk scarf.
请听下面的对话.
钟先生下个星期回美国去,是吧?
是的,下个星期三走.
您买纪念品了吗?
没有,还没有买. 给我的太太买什么好?
丝巾怎么样? 丝巾不太贵。是吗?
给我的儿子买什么好?
给您的儿子买一点中文书,怎么样?
好主意,他正在学中文。再听一次。钟先生下个星期回美国去,是吧? 是的,下个星期三走。您买纪念品了吗? 没有,还没有买。 给我的太太买什么好?
丝巾怎么样? 丝巾不太贵。是吗?
给我的儿子买什么好?
给您的儿子买一点中文书,怎么样?
好主意,他正在学中文。How
does she ask you when you go to bed?
您什么时候上床? 上床 什么时候上床?
请说您十点半上床。我十点半上床。Say
that you get out of bed at 5:30.
我五点半起床。起床。What
exercise do you do?
怎么问?
您做什么运动? 运动
I often go for a walk.
我常常去散步。去散步
Tell her that sometimes you go running.
有时候我跑步。跑步。How
does she tell you that she's impressed?
了不起。了不起。After
running.
怎么说?
跑步以后。
事实说,
I eat breakfast after running.
我跑步以后吃早饭。跑步以后吃早饭。Now
ask her what exercise she does.
您做什么运动?
I do Tai Chi Chuan.
怎么说?
我打太极拳.
Company.
怎么说?
公司.
Now she asks when you come to work every morning. Literally, you every morning, when come over to the company. Try it.
您每天早上什么时候来公司? 什么时候来公司? 每天早上什么时候来公司?
Say that you come to work at 8.
我八点来公司。八点来公司。Meaning
your job. How would you say, but your work begins at 9 o'clock, correct?
可是您的工作九点开始，对吧？工作。工作九点开始。工作九点开始，对吧？
请说。
Correct, but before work I study Mandarin.
对，可是工作以前我学普通话。工作以前我学普通话。
再说一次，您八点来公司。
我八点来公司。
I study Mandarin every morning.
我每天早上学普通话。每天早上学普通话。
And do you remember how you would say, My son is studying?
我的儿子正在学。正在学。
请说，您的儿子正在学普通话。
我的儿子正在学普通话。
Now she tells you, I study English on the subway. Literally, I located subway above study English. Try it.
我在地铁上学英文。在地铁上。在地铁上学英文。
Just using question intonation, ask, on the subway?
在地铁上。
That's right, I read English books.
是的，我看英文书。看英文书。
Now you and she are on your lunch break. I'm hungry.
怎么说？
我肚子饿。我肚子饿。
How does she tell you that this morning she didn't eat breakfast?
今天早上我没有吃早饭。早饭。
Ask her when she went to bed.
您是什么时候上床的？是什么时候上床的？
She says that she went to bed at 12.
我是十二点上床的。十二点。
Yesterday evening, I went to a concert.
请跟着说。
昨天晚上我去听音乐会了。音乐会。会。音乐。音乐会。
Concert, or literally, music meeting, is pronounced with a high-level tone.
音
followed by two falling tones.
音乐会。再说一次。
音乐会。
试试说。
Yesterday evening, I went to a concert. Say literally, yesterday evening, I went to listen to a concert.
昨天晚上我去听音乐会了。 去听。去听音乐会了。
How does she tell you that she got up this morning at 7:30? I often get up at 6:30.
我常常6:30起床。6:30起床。常常6:30起床。
But this morning, I got up at 7:30.
可是我今天早上是7:30起床的。
This morning I came to the office at 9.
今天早上我是9:00来公司的。今天早上我是9:00来公司的。
再说一次。
Yesterday evening, I went to listen to a concert.
昨天晚上我去听音乐会了。去听音乐会了。
Ask her if she does exercise.
您做运动吗？做运动吗？
I often go running.
怎么说？
我常常跑步。跑步。
现在请说。
Every morning, I do Tai Chi Chuan.
每天早上我打太极拳。每天早上我打太极拳。
Tell her that you're impressed.
了不起。了不起。
Suppose you'll be returning to America soon. How does your colleague ask if you have bought souvenirs?
您买纪念品了吗？纪念品。买纪念品了吗？
回答。
No, I haven't yet bought any. Any is understood.
没有，我还没有买。还没有买。
I haven't yet bought any souvenirs.
我还没有买纪念品。
Say that this weekend you have to buy something.
这个周末我得买一点东西。这个周末。这个周末我得买一点东西。
What would be good to buy?
怎么问？
买什么好？买什么好？
A watch.
怎么说？
一块表。表。
现在试试说。
I'm going to buy a watch for my wife. Be careful with the word order.
我要给我的太太买一块表。我要给我的太太。我要给我的太太买一块表。
Good idea.
好主意。好主意。
再说一次。
I haven't bought any souvenirs yet.
我还没有买纪念品。纪念品。
What would be good to buy?
买什么好？买什么好？
现在请问。
For my son, what would be good to buy?
给我的儿子买什么好？给我的儿子。
试试问。
How about a watch?
一块表怎么样？一块表。
现在请问，我的儿子喜欢音乐吗？
您的儿子喜欢音乐吗？音乐。
Concert。
怎么说？
音乐会。
现在回答。
Yes, he often goes to listen to concerts.
喜欢，他常常去听音乐会。音乐会。常常去听音乐会。
And now say, he sometimes goes to listen to concerts.
他有时候去听音乐会。
He does Tai Chi Chuan every morning.
他每天早上打太极拳。每天早上打太极拳。
How does she suggest Chinese books?
中文书怎么样？
Good idea.
怎么说？
好主意。
Good idea. He's studying Mandarin.
好主意。他正在学普通话。他正在学普通话。
请问
，Did you buy souvenirs？
您买纪念品了吗？买纪念品了吗
？No, not yet.
没有，还没有。
再说一次，您要给您的太太买一块表。
我要给我的太太买一块表。我要给我的太太买一块表。
For my son, what would be good to buy?
给我的儿子买什么好？买什么好？
我不知道。
Suppose today is your last day in China, and you want to thank your colleagues for their hospitality.
请听。
谢谢你们的热情的招待。
This is like saying, thanks for your warm welcome, or literally, thanks, your warm reception.
请跟着说。
招待。热情。热。热情，热情的招待，你们的，你们的热情的招待。 谢谢你们的热情的招待。谢谢你们的热情的招待。再说一次。
Thanks for your warm welcome. You're speaking to a group of colleagues, so you use the plural you.
谢谢你们的热情的招待。
See you tomorrow.
怎么说?
明天见。见。明天见。试试说。
See you next year.
明年见。明年见。请问。
Are you going to go to America next year?
您明年要去美国吗? 明年要去美国吗?
回答,
Yes, I'm going to go to America next year.
要,我明年要去美国。
You want to make sure she knows your address in America. First, address.
请跟着说。地址。地址。地址。地址
is pronounced with a falling and a falling rising tone. How do you say address?
地址。地址。试试说,
You know my address, isn't that so?
您知道我的地址,是吧? 我的地址。
That's right, I know it.
是的,我知道.
In that case, see you in America. Be careful of the word order.
那么,在美国见? 在美国见?
Another colleague, Mrs. Lin, comes by to wish you well. Thank her for her warm welcome. Be careful, you're addressing one person.
谢谢您的热情的招待。您的。谢谢您的热情的招待。
Don't stand on ceremony.
怎么说?
别客气。别客气。Now
Mrs. Lin tells you, I'm going to America in May.
我五月去美国。五月去美国。
How would you make sure that she knows your address?
您知道我的地址,是吧? 林太太知道我的地址,是吧?
That's right, I know it.
是的,我知道。
You want to tell her that your Chinese will have gotten better than it is now. First, do you remember how to say, than now?
比现在。比现在。Fluent.
请跟着说。
流利。 立流流利流利
This is pronounced with a rising
流
and a falling tone.
利流利请说
fluent
流利流利
试试说
more fluent than now.Remember the word order.
比现在流利。比现在流利。
My Mandarin.
我的普通话。
My Mandarin will have gotten better than it is now.
请听。
我的普通话会比现在流利。会。
Notice that
会
with a falling tone is used to mean will be able to.
试试说
My Mandarin will have gotten better, or literally, my Mandarin will be able to be fluent.
我的普通话会流利。会。会流利，会比现在流利。
My Mandarin will have gotten better than it is now.
我的普通话会比现在流利。我的普通话会比现在流利。
Now imagine that you are soon leaving China. How do you thank your colleague for her warm welcome?
谢谢您的热情的招待。谢谢您的热情的招待。
Don't stand on ceremony.
别客气。
Now she says, I'm going to San Francisco in May.
我五月去旧金山。五月去旧金山。
You know my address, isn't that so?
您知道我的地址，是吧？知道我的地址，是吧？
Yes, I know it.
知道，我知道。
Okay, then see you in America.
好，那么在美国见。在美国见。
In May,
五月，五月。
My Mandarin will have gotten better than it is now.
我的普通话会比现在流利，会比现在流利。五月，我的普通话会比现在流利。
See you next year.
明年见。明年见。
明年见，钟先生。
This is the end of Unit 30 and the last unit of Pimsleur's Mandarin 3. If you have not already done so, you may now wish to refer to your reading booklet, which contains some information on Chinese language and culture to help you survive and cope in China. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio.
再见。
再见。